Tonight, Bridesmaids Beware, TJ Weekly is wedding crashing, plus Larry the Cable Guy actually funny, and Kevin Federline in high schoolers' bedrooms? All this and more on this week's TJ Weekly podcast!
Welcome back.
Sure. You can welcome him in.
I'm welcoming him back.
No, you can.
They came back for a second one.
Won't you be my neighbor? I'm not going to take you to that land of mischief. Not today.
Not today. We have too much to talk about.
Definitely. For starters, what we've been doing, we've been filming a wedding.
We did. We did that on Saturday, and it was a good break from what we were doing the last month, which was sitting in front of a computer editing.
Being locked up.
Yeah. They won't let me out.
They won't. Oh. Ooh. I need more singing from you in
okay.
these podcasts.
Okay.
But the thing that happened at the wedding, the DJ there, who was in charge of the sound for everything, was insane.
More than insane,
anger management?
Criminally
issue?
Insane.
Ooh.
That's, I think, what it was.
I didn't know he was a criminal.
Yeah, because it was violent.
He did get violent.
The thing was, okay, when you have a PA system, you have a little tiny buzz that's not really noticeable. It's because the cords are long.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer the cords, the louder the buzz. He apparently didn't know that and got very, very close to the speakers, heard a little... and proceeded to go back to his equipment and punch it like a baby seal.
Oh.
Yeah. And oh. I don't like seal clubbers, and I no. sure don't like electronics punchers.
No. Together, they're like the worst kind, and I know he beats seals.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, he wouldn't stop punching it. It got louder, the buzz got louder and louder and louder, till it was like... incredibly noticeable, and he kept punching it, and then he leaned on his equipment. The stand broke, so everything hit the ground. He had to pick it up.
It got louder then.
His partner comes out and asks, "Is that Buzz you?" And he says, "Yes, it is." He proceeds to punch the equipment, and he says, the partner says, what's that gonna do?
And he says, "Make it stop."
Make it stop.
He leaned to me before and said, "This has happened before. I know how to fix this."
He punches it.
So Theo got some of that on film.
No, you had to.
Yeah.
So other than that, he finally kind of fixed it. The sound went smoothly for the most part and moved on to the reception.
He just couldn't figure out how to make a DVD play. And
no.
Apparently thought it was the projector's fault so that he couldn't press play on the DVD.
So, with our itinerary of the wedding, it took about an hour 15 for him to get the wedding video to start. So
right on schedule.
Yeah. At the end of the night, he had to say that. We're back on schedule after the 2 hours of slated free dancing time.
Yeah, so now we finally got into the free dancing, which was the last thing, and we're back on schedule.
Apparently.
I like to say schedule.
It sounds more intelligent.
I say shading for skating as well.
Really?
So anything with a SK sound.
I say shading when I shade things.
Mm.
I don't draw, but when I
homonyms.
Do...
homonyms. Sound the same, mean different things.
Who knew?
Well,
other than the wedding, after that, we waited all day to go to the movie theaters.
That's right, and that brings us to this first segment of the day.
TJ Weekly's Movie of the Week.
Yeah, that's... that's still yours.
Yeah.
That's still yours. Take it.
Your fault you had to hear that again, because you didn't send us a new one.
Well, it's going to keep happening until you do. And if we don't like it, this is what you get.
Yep.
So deal with it. The movie we saw was Cars.
Mimi. Mm.
Ooh. That's almost what it sounded like.
That was more or less not Cars, but that was pretty much the Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, that's not even Disney.
No.
So anyway, the movie was good.
It was very good, and I was surprised because I went into it thinking, I'll like it, I guess. Pixar's never let me down.
That's my thing.
But I wasn't thrilled like I was for like a Toy Story 2.
Yeah, or, you know, talking cars just wasn't something I wanted to do. And as you brought up the point that it's just the Chevron cars.
It is the Chevron
and
cars.
I kept looking at it going, oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah.
So they stole an idea and made a full like movie about it.
Take that. We should make a movie with the Geico Gecko.
Yeah. Which, full length. You know, the thing is, Disney's doing that a lot because they stole Madagascar and made The Wild. I'm also really not sure what they're doing with their lives now. Anyway, the movie was good. And Larry the Cable Guy was funny.
Surprisingly. Shockingly.
I had no idea. I didn't know he could be funny, but there it was. And, you know, I've never heard his comedy. I never want to hear his comedy.
You're a lucky man.
So I didn't have a face really to put with him. And, you know, so he just sounded like a redneck on screen.
That's good. So when you hear him later but don't see him, you'll just think he looks like a tow truck.
Yeah, and that's what I want with my life.
Yeah, he had some good one-liners, mm-hmm. And he had good attitude. I liked it.
Yeah.
It was basically just Larry the Cable Guy, but with someone else writing his lines, so...
He had a writer, so it was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as sad, because when you have to see him, you become depressed.
I bet. Yeah. And that's probably why people are laughing, because they drink so much, just because oh, man.
That's true.
Do I have to look at this guy?
There was one woman that laughed and laughed and laughed and was pointing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to give away.
No, but it's at the end.
Stay for the end.
Yeah, and maybe you'll hear her.
Yeah, maybe she'll be there laughing and
pointing. Because I will hear her for the rest of my life laughing and pointing.
But a lot of people do that to you, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why I hear it so much.
Yeah.
But now I have a reason to think that. Oh, cars. But, you know, one thing I don't want you guys to sleep on when you see this movie would be the soundtrack.
That's right. There are a whole two songs in the movie. Besides 17 different versions of Route 66.
Ooh, but they tried.
Yeah. Randy Newman has lost his mind.
And sold his soul to Pixar, I found out.
Yeah.
So.
You know, before he had all the same songs like... Yeah, but that was him.
No, that's... We just have him right here in the studio.
Hey, guys.
But...
Shut up, Randy.
But this time around, he said, I have an agenda. I'm going to save Route 66 and put a full... 5-minute song in there where it was just somebody singing about Route 66 and how it's gone and how we need it back, and I'm going to sign a petition today. And
I didn't know there was a petition to sign.
I'm going to write it up. Your brother is with me, so he says as long as we can make the actual city from the movie, he will sign it.
Well, can the cars talk?
I don't have that kind of technology yet.
Well, when you get it, I'll sign it.
Okay, and that'll be on your ballots in November.
Sweet, so... Look for that one.
Check yes.
Yeah, definitely. The soundtrack was good. The movie was good. Mm-hmm. And the colors and the animation were outstanding.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, visually, best Pixar movie I've ever seen. And it's very, very detailed at points you don't know that you're watching. Until the cars talk, you're like, oh man, this is real. And then you say, my car doesn't talk.
Yeah, which is probably a good
Michael thing. Knight says his car talks, but it's, you know, that was a TV show too, so...
Yeah, so shut up, Michael.
Don't talk to Hasselhoff like that.
I'm sorry.
He's the godfather of our films.
Of what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Hasselhoff. So,
what's that sound? Oh!
This week in Kevin Federline!
It is this week in Kevin Federline, and do we have some news for you people?
Yes!
The new news... is that Brittany has a new nanny.
A manny, as people are calling him.
Perry Poppins, as she likes to call him. And this man is a ex-Navy?
I think so.
I think, yeah, ex-Navy guy.
Guy.
And
fellow.
He's hired as a bodyguard, you know, quote-unquote, but he's now taking care of the son and has become nanny.
I'm betting Vin Diesel's very upset about this because there went the pacifier too.
Well,
it was gonna be the same premise. He was just gonna work for Britney.
Yeah, I think they.
And now it's gonna be it's gonna be a biopic. It's gonna be based on the true story, the pacifier too.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah,
I don't think I want to see that.
Someone who's more upset though is Kevin himself.
Yeah, well, you can imagine when Brittany decides to get a new man in her life and take over the father role. He's probably not too pleased by it, but probably not for the fact that he's losing his son and wife, but for the fact he's losing his 50 mil, and therefore he can't do it whatever he wants.
No, he can't.
and he's very upset.
Yeah, and he's apparently taking measures in case this happens, in case he loses all this money. He's signing up for every credit card he can find. You know, you ever see those stands where it's like, get a free towel if you sign up for a credit card? Yeah. I'm sure he has a whole house full of towels now.
Well, a whole carload, probably, because I think that's where he's going to be sleeping.
In his Kevin Ferrari line. It's Ferrari that's his fetter line on the engine. That's amazing.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
But the other thing that is probably... Is not making him happy. Not probably. It's just not making him happy. Is that Brittany is redoing the house and throwing away all his black leather furniture,
which everyone in California needs because it's nice and cool, and so it's okay to sit on it.
I think so. But she's redecorating it in pinks and apricots and what is it? 50s.
50s boudoir is the decor she chose to go with, and including lace.
Yeah,
which you know. And his quote, apparently, is he's calling it a high school chick's bedroom.
And it's ruining his music.
It's ruining. He can't think in this house, he says. And I'm wondering what the issue was before this.
if the black leather wasn't doing anything for him, you know, I can't help you anymore.
Oh, he's going to get William Hung to sing on tracks, I think, now.
Well, that might be the only person. Yeah. Well... I still want his album to drop, so please don't get divorced, Brittany, until he releases that album.
All he needs is like $1,200, go to disc makers, get 1,000 copies of it, I'll get one.
No, yeah.
I don't even care.
It's fine.
Just go do it.
Yeah, and we'll...
him $1,200,
exclusive
Brittany.
Release on the podcast.
We'll drop that.
Yeah, it'll K-Fed, be good
times. If you're listening, hand us the tracks. We'll meet you somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll meet you in an alley somewhere. You can just hand over the tapes.
Yeah, and no worries.
Because they'll be on tapes.
Oh, yeah. Because he doesn't know what CDs are. I don't think we have the technology to play this anymore.
I don't think he's going to give it to us now.
No, well, anyway, Kevin, please.
Yeah, just...
clean up your act, buddy. Clean it up.
Grow that hair back. I miss it. I miss the long locks.
Yeah. And just think of all the charity work you could do when you grow it back and cut it off again.
One more time.
One more time.
One more time. Well, speaking of music, good music, bad music, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever music is.
We got a little segment we like to call
What's Banging in Your Box?
And let's give K-Fed a try on this one.
Okay.
Do it, K.
What's Banging in Your Box?
Yeah.
I guess that works.
That was good.
Thanks, K-Fed.
Good deal. So, Teddy Ted.
Yes.
And the Bunchy Bunch. What is banging in your box?
In my box?
Yeah.
Well, last night, something amazing happened in my life. I am a Weird Al Yankovic fan.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you lost your last baby tooth.
Well, that happened too. And
did you get a dollar for it?
Not yet. Mm. Freaking tooth fairy. When I see her, I'll cut her.
I know you will.
And then I'll cut the sack open so I get all that money.
Get that tooth bling. Holla!
Take that, tooth fairy.
Anyways.
If you're listening, you better not come to my house.
My hood.
My hood, because I'll take you out. Anyway, the Weird Al track that is in our box now is called You're Pitiful, and it's a parody of James Blunt's You're Beautiful.
Which is very, very strange. I heard it on Theo's page. Actually, I read in your blog that it was there, and I didn't actually hear it. And I went... And I downloaded it because it's free. So go do that.
Yeah,
right now,
weirdal.com.
Mm-hmm. And 2 days ago or so, I was thinking to myself, Jason, if no one does it, Weird Al included, if no one does it, that's our next parody. So
I like
everybody
the way
that's
you
been,
speak to yourself.
Yeah. Third person.
Yeah.
Because I don't
turn
around.
Do you say
around.
It out loud?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
And if I don't, then I won't even hear myself.
Yeah, I understand.
It's one of those things that everybody's asking, when's the next song? When are you guys going to do another song?
I know.
And everybody wants us to do these parody songs. I'm sorry, guys, but that's not ever what we really had planned. Peels was a fluke. I'm just going
to
say it.
No, it's fine. It was. And, you know, leave it to the professionals, which Weird Al's been doing for over 20
years.
So just leave him doing it, and he'll do it. Yeah. He did it.
And he did it. And
it's done.
I said, I don't have to do any work now.
No, and that...
Thank you. Thank you, Weird Al.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Weird Al, personal thank you from TJ Weekly.
We can be friends, and you can high-five us in public, and we'll take pictures, and then we'll put those on our page. I don't know who that was. Who was that?
Yeah. I don't know, but I think we just lost a couple listeners.
Cool.
That'll be sweet.
Yeah.
We're down to four now.
Yes.
It's great. Thanks, Mom.
My mom doesn't listen. On four different computers. Yeah.
She feels like, oh, this will help their sales.
Yeah.
We're not selling this, Mom.
We sold out. Well.
Anyways. So I think that wraps it up in a nice little package here.
I think it did. Wow. It's been good talking at you.
Yeah.
For a while.
I don't like talking to you.
No.
But at you is right where my level is.
You can't talk back, so.
Yeah. So I guess the last couple things is, you know, be on MySpace, look for some new bulletins. We're going to come out with something and, you know, give you some more information about the Bonfire.
That's right.
Our DVD release.
Yeah. More news coming. We've got plenty of stuff lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of plans. We've got some things that may or may not happen.
Where is the plans? Where's the plans?
That's weird.
No. No, it's not.
Anyways, there's plenty to look forward to, so just keep checking.
Yeah.
And we will not disappoint, hopefully.
Anything you want to say, Randy? No, he doesn't. Randy Newman's asleep.
That was weird.
That was very strange.
All right. Well, on behalf of Randy Newman, I'm Jason.
I'm Theo.
And this was your TJ Weekly podcast. Ta-ta.
Bye.